This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We bring the boom! That's what we do! We bring the boom!
Haven't done this in a while.
We bring the boom!
Yeah, what happened to these guys?
I feel like I see him pop up on my TikTok feed now and then, but not like before.
I never see him anymore.
Not like before. Are they over, Fran? Are the Bring the Boom guys
over? I just remember
over?
Jack played this one time. You know, trying to be more selfless, not play
not
all my returns.
AJ and so. Big Justice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're cooked, though.
Are they cooked?
Yeah. I think so, man.
I think they're cooked.
I think so. I think
they know who they were, to be honest.
You didn't know who they were?
No.
You haven't seen them at all on the internet?
Once I went on Spotify and looked at this song, I was like, oh, I've seen them before.
Okay.
But I know those are big. Those are their names.
Right? Yes. Yep. AJ and Big Justice.
Yeah. And then they brought in Rizzo. What's
no.
his name? The Rizzer?
It's Rizzler.
Rizzler.
Rizzler. I was like, Rizzo, you confused. I was like, wait a minute, what is his name?
the Rizzler.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritzy not here, as he is taking paternity leave again, even though it's the same kid. There's not another kid. I tweeted out that Jack was taking paternity leave again, and somebody was like, how do you have a third kid? He didn't. Still the second kid. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your someone special. Feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Ike, here is the question. Are you okay with the Eagles going internal with their new offensive coordinator if that's what Nick Sirianni prefers? What do you think the response is here? Yes or no? If Nick Sirianni wants to go internal, are you all right with him doing it?
I'll go with yes. I'll go with yes, and then I'll go with, let's go with 65%.
58.1%.
58.1.
Yeah, so
40, is yes. 58.1 is yes.
58.1 is yes. 41.9 is two. I do think, you know, people have come to a certain place on Nick. I don't think they've come sort of like all the way on Nick. I think if they had been all the way on Nick, this poll would look a little different. It would have been Nick gets to do whatever Nick wants.
That clearly states it that some people aren't necessarily fully on board.
I want to do two things. I want to give respect to Nick Sirianni for the job that he's done, but also make sure that we're reminding ourselves what that job was and what that job wasn't. That job wasn't picking coordinators. That job wasn't calling plays. That job was being what he was, right? The culture setter, the accountability guy, all of those things. And I don't always think that because you're good at one thing, that it means you're going to be good at another thing. And, you know, you said if they go outside and don't go with what Nick wants, they better be right. They better be right this time, too, because I do think it would be weird to pull that responsibility away from him again. You don't want this like constant push and pull. And I think that the reward to Nick Sirianni is a contract extension. The reward to Nick Sirianni is public perception. Mm-hmm. But the award for Nick Sirianni for winning the Super Bowl shouldn't necessarily, I don't think, be more responsibility. I think it should be continue to do the things that you're doing.
Well, this isn't more responsibility. This is having a say in who's going to be his next OC.
But it is more responsibility, though. Responsibility he didn't have last year.
Well, sure, but I'm saying it's not more responsibility. He's not calling plays or anything. It's just basically having a voice in the room. I think he's earned that. When you win a Super Bowl, to me, all that stuff goes out the window. Yes, Howie did his job by bringing in these people and that sort of thing, but he isn't infallible either. Like, it's not that, you know, that everything he did was aces as well.
Well, for sure. Yeah.
So my only thing is how bad does Nick Sirianni want it for Kevin Petullo? So that would be the thing for me, because I'm more or less concerned about disharmony and having a coach who doesn't feel appreciated or heard. You know, they need to learn from mistakes that have been made in the past. And it doesn't have to be all your way all the time. And you know what? Yeah, there may be a little bit of uncertainty there. But again, if he's banging the drum for it, he's earned the right, in my opinion, to have his guy there.
I think the other thing that I worry about with Nick is the idea of going and getting somebody outside the organization that's a splashy name.
Mm-hmm.
People don't always like to hire people behind them with a big name,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they could be potentially intimidated by. Mm-hmm. And not that I think Nick is intimidated by, not that that's first on my concern list, but I also don't think he is secure enough, he feels secure enough in who he is to go say, I'm going to go hire this guy from this other place that's getting all this credit, and I feel totally comfortable with him behind me that people aren't going to start yelling that he should have my job and so on and so forth. Yeah, but they're not going to do it for Kevin Petullo.
Right.
You know, that's the other reason.
Does the head coach deserve to have that? Does the head coach not deserve to have somebody where he has to look over his shoulder? If they had come up short, that's one thing. But when you win the Super Bowl, like, to me, all that stuff goes out the window.
No, I don't think so.
For me, it does.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Should Nick Sirianni get to pick his next coordinator? VP, you're on WIP. What's up, VP?
Hey, guys.
What's up,
I'm
VP?
Still trying to recover from spending 8 days in Philly celebrating that win, so my voice is a little shot. Sorry.
Oh yeah, you were at. Now, where were you stationed during the parade?
I was just south of the Oval, so I watched the speeches on a screen, but I could also see the art museum. So.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah. You're right near us then. You're sort of right below,
right there,
right where
yeah.
we're looking down. Yep.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was so cold, but it was awesome.
It was cold, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I that's the other thing in my old age.
It was cold.
Every year I get older, I can handle the cold a little bit worse than I could handle it the year before. Yeah. We got up there at like 8:30, and within 15 minutes, I was thinking, can we go home yet, to be honest with you. I don't handle the cold well either very much.
I mean, I learned in 2018, sitting there that day, I was well-dressed, I was prepared, but it was still cold. You know, there's only so much you can do. But I also have to tell you, walking out of the parade, there was this group of guys, probably in their 20s, and they were singing Creed. And it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the other guy's like, no way, dude, no, not till 5:30.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
100%. Well,
you can sing Creed anytime. As long as you sing it at 5:30, any other time is good, too.
Well, at first I was like, this can't be coincidence. And then when they said the 5:30 thing, I just laughed. That was great.
So. I love it.
Man, I called in. I almost always agree with Ike's opinion. I'm struggling with this one, and then so I called in to say that I agree with you, Spike, but now Ike's got me scared.
There it is. There it is. We can't let people sit on hold and listen to Ike.
What scared you?
Yeah.
So my initial reaction is, you know, I have supported Nick since since we got him. I call in and talk about his stats, and I have never turned on Nick. I think he's an amazing coach. But I think Howie was genius level this year. In fact, I hope that beer didn't shake anything loose or whatever, because, you know, he was so, so good. And so if it comes down to it, in my opinion, in seeing the big picture of the whole team and seeing the path forward, the future, I have to vote for Howie. But then, oh my gosh, like you started talking about before, and I assume you're talking about 2020 and the whole Press Taylor mess that happened.
Yep.
And like that was a 3-month span where the Eagles just made me sick to my stomach, like every, you know, almost every time I listened to the news. So now I think Howie should be the one, but I think Howie has to find a way to do it that there isn't the hard feelings that we ended up with Doug, between Doug and Howie and Jeffrey and everything else, because that would just taint everything from this point forward. And so now I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, here, the one thing they can't allow to happen, VP, is a power struggle, right? Like, you know, I mentioned this last week, that when you finally do win the ring, sometimes one of the biggest obstacles or hurdles to overcome moving forward is handling success and everybody feeling more empowered because they all won a ring. Like, then now everybody feels like, hey, I got the ring. I should be able to say this. I should have say in this. I remember Donovan saying last week that Jalen should have say on who the offensive coordinator is going to be, right? He said that last week.
He did.
Yeah, and do you think Jalen shouldn't have say on who should be the offensive coordinator?
I don't. I think it goes I run a business, and we hire people. They have specific skills, and we hire them for that. And when everybody is doing their job perfectly, that's how you succeed. And that's Nick says all the time. You can't be great without the greatness of others. But that means you have to allow other people to own their roles and be great in their roles. You can't now suddenly want to do everything yourself.
Sure.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Like how we hired Kellen Moore last year. Okay, does anybody really think that was a genius hire?
I mean, we just won the Super Bowl. I'm not complaining about anything,
I'm just asking whether or not it was a genius hire with Kellen Moore. His offense and everything else. Now, Howie's great contribution last year was signing Saquon Barkley and Mekhi Becton.
Right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And his draft picks. And
sure, the players, but not necessarily the offensive coordinator.
Here's what I think it did, though.
Yeah.
Is that it set a precedent. Here's what your job. Here's what your job. Here's what your job is. Here's what your job isn't. And I think if you were to hire somebody from outside, there's probably less chance that there is a blurring of who is doing what and whose job what is. I think he should talk to
Nick. Somebody's going to come in who wasn't a part of the Super Bowl team, who wasn't a part of this team's success, and somehow is going to have what authority role?
Be the offensive coordinator, like Kellen.
But I'm saying, but he has the ability to tell Nick. See, it's easy to tell Nick that when you have a 6 out of 7 game collapse at the end of the year, right? It's easy to tell Nick, you're not doing the offense, this is what you're doing. But when you win the Super Bowl, it's not as easy to say, you're going to do this.
Yeah, I guess my worry is always there's a reason that pride is listed as one of the 7 deadly sins, right?
And they all have it down there.
Yeah, well,
all of them.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
But managing that is one of the most important things. You didn't get here by doing X, Y, and Z, and doesn't just like the same reason Jalen just won Super Bowl MVP. I don't want Jalen hiring the offensive coordinator either.
But you don't think he should have any say?
No.
I wonder if Jalen agrees with everybody on that, though, that he shouldn't have any say on who's about to coach him.
Well, he had say once. It didn't work out.
Right. But they all have made mistakes from that standpoint.
Well, that's fair. Yeah, you know, it's less about that and more about this isn't what your job is.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your job is to go out there and play quarterback. Nick's job is to go out and be the head coach. Howie's job is to go out and hire people.
I wish it was that simple.
Well, in reality, it's less not that simple.
Right. Yes.
All right, VP. Appreciate you.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, VP.
Speaking of Jalen.
Now, if everybody agrees, then we don't have anything to disagree about.
Oh, yeah. But the odds of everyone agreeing.
That's my whole thing.
Right.
So to me, Howie is the one who would be least offended by any of this.
In what
Unless
way?
He has an ego.
Well, I'm sure he does.
But what you just said, ego. But if he's doing what he thinks is best, like if his coach has a certain opinion on it, and let's say, God forbid, that Jalen is in agreement on keeping Kevin Petullo, and you still decide to go with something else.
Yeah, it's just like that's what his job is.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really what his job. I understand that's under his job title. His job is also create a culture that is a culture where everybody works together that's pulling in the same direction. Like that's also his job. Like I'm sure Howie would have wanted Bryce Huff on the field.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he had to swallow his ego.
Absolutely.
Right, because it wasn't what was best. Even though he signed him all that money and this and that and the other, him staying out of the way and trusting the coach knows best allowed for his defense to be the number one defense. They also got rid of Devin White, who I'm sure Howie wasn't happy about moving on from.
I think it's important for Howie to make sure that people have a voice, but it's important for Howie to make the decision.
As long as he listens to his guys, and we don't know what decision he will make. So he may listen to his guys and decide to go with him on it.
But absolutely.
And that's fine.
If that's his decision is.
My only thing is the disconnect and everybody not being on the same page. That's really my concern.
Yeah,
if everybody's on the same page, then it's cool.
So if everyone's not on the same page, you defer to Nick?
Yes, that's who I would defer to.
See, if everybody's not on the same page, I would defer to Howie.
Okay.
That's where I am. All right, the MVP odds are out for next year. And where do you guess Jalen Hurts, at least, I'll tell you the odds, but where do you think he ranks sort of like first to 10th in MVP odds?
Well, he should be top five.
He is not, but he's close. He is six. So the favorite at plus 550 or co-favorites are Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes is plus 750.
Okay.
They're both plus 550. Patrick Mahomes plus 750. Joe Burrow also plus 750. Jaden Daniels plus 1,000. And then Jalen Hurts plus 1,600. Herbert at plus 2,200. And then CJ Stroud at plus 2,500.
Great odds for Jalen.
What's that?
Great odds.
Yeah, I mean, I think six is.
When I say great odds, I mean.
Oh, to bet it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, if he. What I expect from Jalen next season is if he plays the way that he played these last two games, if we get those games from a statistical standpoint, the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl were sort of like what Josh Allen games look like this year. Mm-hmm. High completion percentage, decent yards, couple of touchdowns, low turnovers. It was definitely a step up from what he had done in many regular season games next year. I think if Jalen Hurts were to play the way that he played in those two games, he's going to have bad games in there, of course. But if his game looks like and feels like the way that it did in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl, I think he will be an MVP, a true MVP finalist next year.
Yeah,
if he doesn't, I don't think. Do you expect more games like that out of him next year?
Yes.
I would as well.
Yeah. To me, those games. I mean, other than not turning the ball over, like those are games that he could easily have 220, 230 yards passing. Like those with these weapons, he should be able to do that every week.
Sure.
I mean, in his MVP runner-up year, I think he averaged 250, 240-something.
Yeah, it's not like his passing numbers were outrageous in 22.
Yeah.
It was that he was – you could just – to me, with Hurts, it was more about watching those games and the way that they felt more than the passing numbers at the end.
Well, no, this team was Saquon Barkley's. This was Saquon Barkley was the best team – I mean, best player all year long. Yeah, you can't have – 4 or 5 weeks where you throw for 150 yards, 140 yards, and be the MVP.
And you know what? They're not gonna be able to put the sort of physical pressure they put on Saquon Barkley next year on this year.
I agree.
And they do that, it does two things. It's not, to me, it's less about passing the ball more and more about scoring more points. And if they're able to score more points by passing the ball more effectively, we lean on Saquon less and we get through that season a little bit less. And look, maybe if the defense, if we lose a couple of players off the defense, I don't know that we can expect a number one defense every single year. So
right.
if they take a little bit of a step back, then they're able to still be great without leaning on the defense and leaning on Saquon the way that they've leaned on him this year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
215-592-9494. Patrick in Newtown Square. You're on WIP. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, Ike, Spike, and Fritz at home. I think with regards to the hiring, especially the offensive coordinator and even making decisions on players, to some extent, I think you guys are absolutely nuts if you think anyone but Jeffrey and Howie aren't making those calls.
Well,
what do you mean? Of course they are.
I mean, like, I think Nick, at best, if he's lucky, gets invited into the room just to talk about who the next offensive coordinator is going to be.
Wow,
and hasn't that been the case since Chip was hired and he got full reign and what happened? And since then, they've been so successful doing it themselves, and how would they like veer from that path of how they operate?
Well, I don't know if they've been doing I don't know if they've been doing it themselves, and even if they have, when they were at odds with Doug about who the OC was, and they brought in Rick Scangarello and guys like that, that didn't necessarily produce a culture of cohesiveness and everybody being on the same page. So they may have done that. And like I said, it's a lot easier to sort of take back the reins from a head coach when his job is hanging on by a thread. His job's not hanging on by a thread right now. He's a Super Bowl champion as a head coach. And he's about to get an extension. So it was a lot easier last year, coming off of that year, to bring in Kellen Moore. And I'm still not so sure how much Nick was involved or not involved with the play, with the game planning and things of that nature. So I don't think it's just solely we do what we want to do and you just accept it. I'd be shocked if they didn't bring Nick Sirianni in to get his thoughts on it. Now, his word may not carry as much weight, or it may not have carried as much weight prior to last Sunday. That all changed when you win a Super Bowl. It just does.
Yeah, well, Doug won a Super Bowl, too. And I think, like, you know, if Nick kind of pipes up and says, you know, I just won and, like, I'm being successful, like, you know, here's who I want to hire, I think Jeffrey and Howie say, hey Nick, remember that interview when we hired you? Remember what we told you? Like, we're making these decisions, you know? So I don't care what you've done since then. That's all well and good, and that's what we hired you for. But
yeah, that's how the meeting is going. I understand that's the way you're trying to portray that it would go or should go. I don't think that's how it's going.
And I mean, I think with regards to the free agents too, like unfortunately, I think like it would be great to bring back, you know, Bond and some of the other ones if possible. But I also think that they look at it in terms of, well, we just won a Super Bowl with these guys. So who's to say we can't go out and get guys just like this again for next year to fill the spot of these guys? You know, because they certainly can't keep them all. I think that that's kind of the way that they operate. Like, we can do this.
I think that's the way you would operate when you're portraying them as if they don't care about what anyone thinks or says other than them. That's the way that comes off.
I've been a fan forever, and I know Nick. I mean, I know Howie, and I know Jeffrey, and I think I know how they operate. And
well, I've been a fan for 27 years, and I've worked for them. So I think I know I work for them. Yeah.
He trumped you on that one.
Yeah, so I understand.
I think ultimately they want to win, and they're going to do what they need to do to win, or what's in their best interest to win.
But I understand that, but what you're saying, Patrick, what you're saying is, I understand that too, ultimately, but what you're saying or implying is that others' thoughts, they don't weigh that into consideration. As if they don't care what Nick thinks, or they don't care that a player wants more money or wants to re-sign here for new money. It doesn't matter. We just won a Super Bowl. We can win without you. Go ahead and go somewhere else. Like, that's what you're implying to me, it sounds like. I could be wrong, but that's what it sounds like.
I just think that they're confident in the decisions that they make. Like, the same as they made decisions on Barkley and Vaughn and Becton and, like, mm-hmm. you know, all those decisions that they make in the offseason. Like, look what it did for them this year.
I know.
Like, who's to say that they're not telling themselves, well, let's go out and do it again this offseason because we can't bring all these guys back. So, you know?
All right.
Well, I thank you for the call, Patrick. By the way, that's pride and ego, too, thinking you could just replace.
That's all pride and ego.
Yeah.
That's all pride and ego.
It's thinking you could just magically. I looked yesterday. The Eagles, I saw it on ESPN.com. The Eagles had, of all defenses in the NFL, mm-hmm. had the fourth lowest cap hit of all teams on defense last year, which is, you know, when you're going to spend the money that they mm-hmm. spend on offense. That I wish the NFL salary cap wasn't as complicated as it is, because we sit here and say they can't keep all of them. I actually have no idea what they can keep and what they can't keep and what they can spend on and what they can't spend on.
Yeah.
But it's worth noting that Becton wasn't on a big deal. Bond wasn't on a big deal. Mitchell, DeGene mm-hmm. were both on rookie deals. Yeah. Milton Williams was on a rookie deal. Jalen Carter's still on his rookie deal. So, like, this was a defense built not by spending money. This was a defense built in part. They said goodbye to what's his name, who went to the Jets?
Hassan Reddick,
in part because of money.
Yeah.
So I wish it was easier for us to figure out what they could actually spend, because then we could actually, we could make guesses as to what they could do. I can't make those guesses.
And I would also say a big part of the reason the Eagles had success this year is because they listened to others versus what they had been sort of embedded in believing from a sports science standpoint and other things. They changed up their practice habits, right? More physical practices, things of that nature. That's because an old school head coach came in. So to say they don't listen, I don't agree with that. And a big reason why they had success this year is because they got off of being sort of their feet planted where they wanted it, and they have all the answers, and they're not listening to anyone else. One could argue the reason they had success this year is because they were flexible and listened to others as opposed to what they had been doing in the past.
Yeah, less top-down.
Yes.
Yeah. So we really have to do Elliot Tuesdays with Elliot all year long after football season?
It's kind of tough to do him during baseball season, basketball season, hockey season.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Tuesdays
hockey season? We are in hockey season.
Yeah, we're in hockey season.
Well, Four Nations.
That's the rumor. Wait, what's that?
It's like, come on, the Four Nations are happening right now.
Four Nations.
You don't know
Four
about
Nations.
That?
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Oh, I saw USA and Canada.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes. I did see that.
Yes.
I did see that.
Yes. Awesome.
Sorry. We're going to do football with Elliot next. Elliot Shore Parks, Tuesdays with Elliot is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.